All right, here's a fun topic. How much does luck matter in business? This person was asking me and saying, "Oh, I was talking to some friend, talking to some family members, and they said, oh, some people are just really lucky in business." So how much does luck matter in business? What's my perspective on that? Well, luck is hard to pin down, obviously, because otherwise it wouldn't be called luck. It would be called planning and cause and effect that you can actually do something and then know what result you're going to get. Luck, by definition, is, well, how did that happen? Oh, I was so lucky to have done that. I don't know how it happened. There's no clear connection between what I did and what results I got that is repeatable. So, as you can imagine, none of my courses are about luck. Otherwise, I couldn't teach it to you. Some people will say, well, let's talk semantics and say, well, luck is just you being prepared and being open to opportunities. And yeah, I mean, but that's not luck. That's called preparation. That's called increasing the chance of success by being prepared, of course. By being visible, for example, on social media, you're more likely to get opportunities professionally. Of course, or clients and customers and sales and inquiries, if you're more visible on social media, for example. But whether it's social media or whether it's word of mouth getting clients or whether it's winning the lottery, luck is involved. Okay. It's true. So, what do I think luck is? I think luck is, honestly, I think it's mostly, okay, let me get a little bit woo-woo with you. Is that okay? You can indulge me for, think of me as your woo-woo friend for just a couple minutes. I think luck is mostly pre-planned soul experiences. I think that's what it is. I don't think anything is by chance. Depending on what spiritual literature you read, I've read some or listened to some where the souls on the other side said, no, there is chance. There are chance happenings. And, okay, yeah, maybe. And then there are others that said, no, every detail has been planned. I guess it depends on what level of the soul you look back on. I think ultimately, when you look at God or whatever the highest level of understanding is, there's probably no luck, no chance. Nothing is left to chance. Nothing's left to luck. Everything is planned. But on some lower levels, it looks like luck to us. And certainly on here, on the earthly level, it looks completely like luck to us. Like, I don't know how that happened. And so obviously, the more knowledge you have about how systems work, the less luck you see. But again, it's impossible for us humans to comprehend the complexity of systems, of how stars affect, birth patterns that affect the weather, that affect our hormones, that affect world economic events, which then affect everything else, which affect how your neighbor talks to you, which then affects how you think that day, which then affects what you said later that day, which then affects another butterfly effect that comes back to you as luck. So basically, when someone says, oh, some people are just lucky in business, what I hear from that is, okay, some people have a certain soul plan that allows them to be born into a certain circumstance. Some people call that privilege, what allows them to have certain nurturing, which allows, which some people call privilege as well, which then situates them in a certain, country, profession, way of thinking, way of framing, how they look, how they interact with everything, who their neighbor happens to be, who their coworkers happen to be, who, their friends happen to be, and all of that affects how they do in business. Of course, how much of that is planned before our birth, planned in, by our parents or whatever, I don't know. But here's the thing. We cannot plan for luck. I just said that in the very beginning. So there's no point in me teaching you. All I can teach you is preparation. All I can teach you is action. All I can teach you is the mindset and the acceptance of reality. Because if you accept reality, then you're much more calm and much more open to taking continuous action. But if you say, well, it's based on luck, Right? So here's the problem. When you say, oh, well, it's that person is lucky, that person, that's why they're successful in business. The more you believe that, the less you're open to taking action. That's the problem. The less you're open to preparation. That person was lucky. Well, I'm not lucky. Well, okay, then forget it. Well, leave. I mean, quit your business. What's the point? You're not lucky. What's the point, right? You can't do that. Now, this is also a problem. This is why, okay, I'm going to offend some people right here. I'm sorry. But this is why I take astrology or any other star, anything outside my control, let's just say, put it that way, I take lightly. I know they're there. I know the influences are there. Obviously, I believe in pre-soul birth planning. So I don't know what accident I'm going to get into next, right? I don't know what blessing suddenly will land in my lap. I don't know. It's going to happen. And the astrology and the soul planning and human design, that's all true. But I can't do anything about that. Not really. Sure, you can say, no, George, you don't understand astrology. You can align yourself more with the star patterns. Okay, fine. Okay, I just don't understand astrology. Sorry. Some of you teach that stuff, and you should, because then you're more lucky, you might say, right? You're more lucky. Great. I just am so, I guess you could say, American, pull yourself up by the bootstraps, that I just operate in that way. I ignore astrology. I ignore human design. I ignore personality types. I ignore all of that and just say, all I know is what I can do right now. That's all I know. And whether the personality type or human design or astrology or, the something in the air, the economy, society, stock market, weather patterns will affect me. Okay, I will deal with it when it affects me. But all I know is I'm going to keep taking action. I mean, look at me. I launched two things during the Christmas holidays, the worst time of year to launch stuff. I clearly don't care about anything outside of my plans, you see. And those two things were launched pretty well, actually. They will launch better if I launched it now outside the holiday season. They would have launched better, probably. Yeah, I'm like, those are my plans. I'm going to keep going. But this kind of dumb thinking, I always tell people, listen, I'm not that smart. I'm not that smart. I just work consistently. And I luck in, luck meets me at various times. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. All right, let me keep going. I don't care about luck. I don't care about disaster. I'm just gonna keep going. You could say it's very Taoist too. It's just the river keeps moving. No matter if the giant boulder is tossed in, the river just finds a way around it and keeps moving. That's how I work. And I know some of you, whoops, sorry, my camera. Bad luck, right? My camera turns off by itself sometimes. I'm getting a new camera soon. Some of you are more savvy with astrology, with human design, with all the other stuff, so you can align yourself with those energies. Wonderful. But at least you can also learn from me to say, I've got the grit from George, and I've also have the savviness of alignment with energies. Then you're even better off than me. But I purposely try to learn the dumbest grit possible to teach you, and the strategies that work regardless of astrology or human design, I will teach you those things. And then you add human design, astrology, everything else on top of it, and you're even more successful. That's my hope. That's why I do it this way. Hope this helps. All right. And I want to add one more thing, and thank you to Mary Vierkamp for reminding me of the story of the farmer. Some people call it the Taoist farmer. Some people call it the Zen farmer. You can go to ChatGPT and says, "Can you recount the story of the Taoist farmer?" And I think it'll know it, actually. But it's like, farmer has one horse, and then one day the horse runs away, and the neighbors are like, "Oh, you have such bad luck! Ah, what a misfortune! Horse ran away." And then the following day, how many of you have heard the story? Raise your hand if you've heard the story before. Okay, the following day, the horse that ran away came back with a pack of horses, or I don't know, what do you call a group of horses? I forgot the term. I want to say it's because I'm learning Spanish now, but that's just because of my aging brain. I'll just say it that way. Okay, so a group of horses came with the horse, and then the neighbors are like, "How wonderful! What good luck you have! Look at all these horses that you have now without having to buy them, right?" And then the farmer just keeps saying, shrugging the shoulders, I guess, I don't know. I don't know. Every single time the neighbor said, bad luck, good luck, the farmer, I don't know. The next day, the farmer's son rides one of the new horses and breaks his leg. And of course, the neighbor's like, oh, this is such bad luck. What a misfortune. Son broke the leg. So sorry to hear that. And the farmer kind of coldly said, I guess, I don't know. All the farmer does, all I know is to take care of the wound and to take care of my son. And that's all I know. I don't know if it's bad luck, good luck, whatever. The next day, maybe the next month, the army comes to conscript all the young men. And because the farmer's son's leg is broken, they spare the son. And the neighbors go, oh my God, what good luck. How wonderful. Your son was spared from the army. Farm goes, maybe. All I know is we're going to keep working the farm. That's all we know. So I hope this, and I think the story keeps going. So feel free to ask, ChatGPT to keep telling you this story. I'm sure it'll come up with very creative additional segments to that. So enjoy.